This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
How many more times? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Rakebrand on 7-5 Radio. Check us out at 75radio.org. That's the number, 75radio.org. It is Saturday, August the 17th, 2024. How are we doing tonight, my friends? Walter, you first. How are we doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty well tonight. I am doing very well tonight. I was first on the air, and I'll be first to get off the air, probably.
Nice. Mike, how are we doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Thanks. Outstanding. Anyways, we want to say hello to all of our special listeners. First off, with Little Billy Keebler in the men and alleged woman of the Onondaga's New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Also, we want to say hello to New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, and all the listeners coming from Long Island's 2nd Congressional District. As always, first order of business, we want to remember the men and women murdered in the line of duty in the field of law enforcement. Tonight, fortunately, we have no names to read off. Our first story is about the United States Secret Service. Last month in Butler, Pennsylvania, Donald Trump was almost assassinated by a would-be killer. And the Secret Service dropped the ball big time. Now, afterwards, you would think the Secret Service got their stuff together and was the once elite law enforcement agency it has a reputation for. Well, that's not the case. The story, I actually had to research it because it read something out of the Babylon Bee. It turns out when President Trump was visiting North Carolina, a Secret Service special agent on the detail had to take time out of preparations for the former president to breastfeed her baby, as former President Trump was en route to the venue. And it turns out the story is true because the Secret Service was asked for comment, and they said it's a personnel matter, and we have no comment. And this is just totally unbelievable and believable at the same time. Unbelievable because you would think after the assassination attempt of Donald Trump, after the major screw-ups, possible inside job by the Secret Service and so-called deep state, that this something like this would never happen. But as we see with Butler, Pennsylvania, that this things like this will happen. Also, you had an incident where a female Secret Service agent just lost her cookies and just went ballistic at an event featuring a VIP. I don't know if it was President Trump or anybody else. But where do we go from here? Well, what say you about the breastfeeding Secret Service special agent?
I don't know. Was that supposed to be like a funny? You had one that lost the cookies and one that's making milk and cookies. I don't know, man. I'd like to see video on this. I'm a breast man. I'd like to see if there was true nipple action on there. So I'd like to see the video.
Right. But there might not be video evidence because the Secret Service agent, I guess it was a female, was in a special room or special area in case the protectee needed emergency attention or protection or something like that. And on top
who was watching the kid?
Well, I don't know because there's two other family members of the special agent. I don't know. Maybe it was the baby daddy or grandma or something. We don't know because,
bring your baby to Secret Service day or something?
Yeah, bring your baby to work. Anyway, Mike,
what do I think about it? It's like this. you know, more power to women that get out there in the workforce and do good things. But, you know, if you're going to start making special breaks, I think that needs to be added to the men. You know, maybe the guy's got to go to the bathroom and do something for himself. You know, who knows? It's just too much. They only allow, 6 weeks for maternity leave. Okay, and then you got to go back to work. That might be the issue there. But I don't know. I guess it's kind of – I'd have to talk to Dan Bongino about, you know, what he thinks about women in the Secret Service that have babies and need to breastfeed. I don't know. It's kind of a sticky situation. I mean, look at the government we're dealing with. Look at the people that are running it. I've never heard of a Secret Service agent taking a milk break, you know, for their child before. So, I don't know. Yeah, it is what it is, I guess. I don't know.
Mike, what say you about this situation?
I mean, Dan Bongino and actually quite a few whistleblowers now from the Secret Service have been saying for years now that the agency is not anywhere near where they should be and that they've just gotten lucky up to this point. And, I mean, I think President Trump getting shot through the ear and having his head blown off, that's a pretty good indicator that they're not wrong. And this, for me, kind of fits into that whole part of the puzzle there where you have these people who are, you know, I'm all for women breastfeeding. I'm all for them having the time to do so. But if that's the case, if she's needing to do that, why is she assigned to such a high-profile detail? Why not put her someplace like an office position for while she's doing that, or some make other arrangements of some kind for her, so that she's not needed at that site to be pulled off and sent, you know what I mean, to do these things when she has to actually keep stopping to breastfeed and do all these things? Just to me, it's a lack of planning. You know, whoever planned that site, whoever planned that operation, didn't take into account any factors at all, it sounds like. And it sounds like exactly what happened when he got shot. They didn't plan properly. They didn't prepare properly. They didn't set it properly, and bad things happen. You know, this time it was just a matter of, you know, I guess more of a funny thing, but still it could have been extremely dangerous, right? If you're down an agent or that agent has to cover a certain area and they're not, here we go again. So I think it's a symptom of a larger problem within that organization.
Right. And, Gary Byrne and Dan Bongino has been saying for years it's a manpower issue. So, you know, Trump coming into North Carolina, I guess the special agent was from the Atlanta field office, and they said we need all available, all hands on deck. And he's like, and I can imagine, like, I got a baby, I got a breastfeed. Well, and they said, we don't care, get up there. So it's, you know, it's a sticky situation because You need bodies to fill the shoes of the for the details, but then again, you know, you shouldn't bring your kid to work. I mean, God forbid something just happens. Like, hey, we have a situation over here, a potential threat, and it's like, oh, hey, everybody, just try to detain him. I'm busy breastfeeding my kids. I mean, it's ridiculous. But it's something's got to be done. First thing is that they have to recruit more personnel for Secret Service, but they've been doing that for a year. It's always hurry up and play catch up, because as soon as they come in, they see what a rotten schedule it has. You're flying all over the place. You have no life whatsoever. If you are married or are in a relationship, it's going to go south pretty quick. But anyways, I got nothing further about that. Just that Secret Service needs to get their head out of their backside before something else happens. But, you know, it's, you know, that's the DEI we vote for. Anyways, moving right along. Next, Delta Airlines. Their head of DEI, or didn't earn it, put a memo out or instruction out that gate agents cannot announce, ladies and gentlemen, your plane is boarding. Because it's not inclusive enough, because you have people who are binary, non-binary, non-sex, gender fluid, a dog, a rock, something like that. It's just absolutely foolishness. And, you know, it's instead of worrying about being inclusive to people who think there's something that they're not, why don't they make sure the planes leave on time? Why don't they make sure that they don't lose my luggage? Because last time I did fly in Delta, they did lose my luggage. You know, just another sign that DEI does absolutely nothing to improve anything. When we come back, we'll talk about Delta Airlines not saying ladies and gentlemen. Also, Texas sues General Motors, and we have a blind transgender athlete. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Sunfire Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Danila's Instagram account. Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back talking about Delta Airlines. The head of DEI, Carolyn Johnson, had enough of, ladies and gentlemen, your plane is now boarding. She says it's not inclusive enough because you got people who don't identify as a male or female, even though they have male and or female parts born aircraft. Walt, what say you about this? Is it a big deal or not a big deal about ladies and gentlemen?
Not a big deal. Not a big deal.
Let's just make it perfect. Say, you know, people with boarding passes for flight, 109, start walking over to gate 17, just say people. Everybody's people, genders and cross genders and all that other crap. Or, do what I would do, say, ladies and gentlemen, and all you other mofos, come on, let's go load up on the plane. it's getting to the point where I don't care. We've discussed this many times over the years. I don't care what your preferences are. I don't care if, you want to be recognized as a chimpanzee. I don't care. But when it starts to interfere with my life and making my life difficult, that's when I step in and say, okay, you got a mental issue. Everybody I see, well, I can't say everybody. You don't use everybody. A lot of the people that I see, whether they're online, they're all screaming, I can scream louder than you, or they're barking at these guys, or they're doing all this stupid nonsense because somebody is speaking up for themselves. And that's where I am. I speak up for myself. But you got these idiots, these people that don't want me to speak for myself. They want to speak for me. And I'm just not going to let that happen. I'm just not going to let that happen. You know, go to the airport with your grandchildren and my granddaughter and, you know, and they say, ladies and gentlemen, and binary, and them and they, and those and theirs. And, you know, the little girl's going to ask me, Grandpa, what's all that about? You know, and then I have to explain. See, that's where it interferes with my life. That's where it interferes with my life. I think it's irrational. It's stupid behavior. This is the kind of stuff that ties up the courts for years and years and years with nonsensical lawsuits, frivolous lawsuits. You know, our world is going to continue regardless of what you want me to think you are. It's going to continue. And, you know, if you're a chick and you take testosterone and grow a beard, you know, I don't care. I don't care. But don't go and tell me what kind of razor I need to use to shave my beard. You know, it just leave well enough alone. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. If you are a guy that wants to be recognized as a woman, well, then you're included. Ladies and gentlemen, if you recognize yourself as a lady, well, then you're included. So, you know, I don't know what else they want, you know, titles. But,
right. But here's the thing, Walt, you got people out there, they call themselves they, like they're more than one person, or they're non-binary, say I'm neither male or female, like that luggage thief who used to work for the Biden administration. And you got people like, oh, I'm a furry, I'm a cat or whatever. And that's, yeah,
well,
that's
how
who
do these people know sitting in the terminal that the airlines hasn't already checked on the flight list, on the manifest, that the people that are on the flight are only ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Mike, what say you about ladies and gentlemen on Delta flights?
I mean, it's Walt's kind of, Walt's right. He's on the right track with this thing. It's the same nonsense you've seen across the board everywhere. That they want everybody in the world to bend over and adhere to their ridiculous standard of reality. You know, listen, you'll never satisfy that group of people. You'll never satisfy them, because every time you come up with some new gender, some new version of whatever, somebody's got to go out and be even more different than the one that was different before them and come up with some other new thing. So it'll be a constant drag through the mud to, you know, the edge of the cliff. It's just, it's nonsense. It's stupid. It's pointless. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you're either born biologically male, biologically female. Anything else beyond that is on you. And I agree with you. I don't care. As long as you're not trying to interfere with my life and it doesn't infringe on my rights, I could care less what you want to identify as. It does not matter to me. But Walt's right. Your rights end where they infringe upon the rights of another. And this thing has gotten to a point where we're enabling mental illness at a level that it is infringing on the rights of society as a whole. It's ridiculous.
You're absolutely right. And these people that are other than male or female, they're like not even 1% of the total population. But again, the left has got to bend over these weirdos and nut jobs and you know, people whose kink just went way above outside the bedroom. And now we all have to suffer. But, you know, a couple of things about DEI. I figure this lady got to earn six figures for Delta Airlines. You know, how is DEI going to improve Delta Airlines' on-time performance, efficiency, or financial stability? It's not. How's it going to improve airline safety? It's not. Or, you know, other things that go along with, you know, running a company. You know, here's another question. How's DEI going to help those poor astronauts stuck at the International Space Station? It's not. But, you know, like Bob Grant always says, it's sick and getting sicker. And moving right along, let's go down to Texas. Texas is suing General Motors over tracking your data in your General Motors automobile. Turns out the Attorney General of Texas is suing GM for selling information gathered on motorist driving GM cars, which is, you know, you're driving a new Silverado and GM's collecting the data from whatever computers, monitoring device inside the truck, and then they're selling it to people. And I say good on Texas and those who are members of USAA or have Progressive or other insurance companies that have devices in your car to monitor your driving habits to save a couple of dollars. Shame on you. Because personally, Progressive Insurance does not need to know where when I'm going to the liquor store, I'm going to the gentleman's club, I'm going to the massage parlor or other places. That's none of their gosh darn business. But your privacy is worth a lot more than saving a couple of dollars on insurance premiums. But think about this, fellas. If private companies are buying this information, what's stopping the government from purchasing this information? Mike, I'll give it to you first.
They are. They are purchasing it. That was part of a big scandal that came out a couple of years ago. Snowden was kind of the start of that whole snowball rolling down the hill, so to speak, and that all coming out. So they buy all the same data that the big advertising agencies buy. The government buys all of it. You know, DHS buys all that information, all your advertising, quote-unquote, information that gets sold out there. They're buying it, too. They're one of the biggest buyers of it. It's like $100 billions industry. Your information being bought and sold every day. Everything you do, everything you buy, everything you look at on your phone, on your computer, on your TV, it's all being tracked, everything. And it's bought and sold so they can target you for advertising and for the government, make it easy for them to kind of break down your personality and target you for whatever they want.
Wow. Well, what say you? Would you allow Progressive Insurance to monitor your driving habits for save a couple dollars on your insurance premiums?
I bet they already know. You know, they already know. Satellites, they already know. I just, like we discussed the other day, Big Brother's always watching. Now, it doesn't matter where you go, there's a camera. It doesn't matter where you swipe your card, there's a record of it. It doesn't matter. Is it unfair? Sure, it's unfair. You know, it's not going to stop me from peeing off my porch. You know, if they want to get a satellite and zoom in on that, God bless them. Go ahead.
Would they need a satellite?
Uh-huh.
I said, when you're peeing off your porch, would they need a satellite? Because, you know, from last week's conversation, you know, I guess you're, well, we won't go there. But
well, you know, they probably already know that, too. You know, everybody gets physical. You know, so, you got to strip down and spread them for the police department when you get in there, right?
Yep,
they already know. They already know. You know, there's so much. They have so much information they don't know what to do with. They're not going to be worried about me peeing off the porch, you know, or me going to the liquor store, or you going to the liquor store, or you know, LaDuff, you know, living at the liquor store. You know, it doesn't matter. They already know.
Right. But think about this. The government spent all this time, all this money to gather all this information, and they still couldn't catch the dude shooting Donald Trump. Think about that. That's your government work. But, you know, they know which liquor store you go to, which one Charlie LaDuff lives at, and which massage parlor I may or may not frequent. Mike,
they have a good idea where the problems are. Now, as an insurance company, you know, do they want to, you know, monitor your driving and how fast you're driving and if you're driving within the speed limit, if you're stopping at stop signs or just rolling them or stopping at rights on reds or just rolling it? No, I don't believe in that at all, because if you get caught in an accident, breaking a traffic law, your insurance is going to go up. So, no, I don't believe in that.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk about a blind transgender athlete and our crappy public schools. Take it away, boys.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
TikTok has pushed back on arguments the popular social media platform is not shielded by the First Amendment.
The U.S. Justice Department had said in a legal brief submitted last month that TikTok's owner, China-based ByteDance, as well as the platform's global and U.S. arms, were not entitled to First Amendment protections. TikTok attorneys argue the platform's U.S. arm doesn't forfeit its constitutional rights because it is owned by a foreign entity. They drew a parallel between TikTok and well-known news outlets such as Politico and Business Insider, which are owned by a German publisher.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Humanitarian crisis in eastern Congo contributing to the Mpox outbreaks there and elsewhere in Africa that have been deemed a global health emergency by the World Health Organization. Congo has recorded 96% of the world's cases this year. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. There are really nice pay packages for some CEOs, and then there is Starbucks. Norman Hall explains, and you may not believe this.
Starbucks incoming CEO could make well in excess of $100 million in his first year with the company under an incentive-laden contract, and he will not be required to relocate from his home in California to Seattle, the home of the global coffee giant. Starbucks announced Tuesday that Brian Niccol would become its chairman and CEO on September 9th. Niccol is among the most highly sought-after corporate executives after establishing a track record of success in turning around companies that have hit a rough patch, including Taco Bell and most recently Chipotle. I'm Norman Hall.
On Wall Street yesterday, stocks finished the week on an up note. The Dow gained 96, S&P added 11, NASDAQ up 37. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dad, can you make him stop?
Honey, he needs to practice.
He's been at it an hour.
Well, just trying to be patient.
Dad, it sounds like a cat calling for help or something.
Worse, a basement full of cats.
Yeah.
You know, hon, it is a little hard on the ears.
Not you, too.
Well, maybe we can all play a game. Andrew, do you want to play a board game? How about we watch a video? Hide and seek? Oh, I don't know, I give up.
Maybe we could all just sneak out of the house.
Honey, he's 9 years old. We can't leave him home alone.
And?
We can make him practice with a sock.
Well, I guess we'll have to get some ice cream.
Did I hear someone say ice cream?
Family, isn't it about time?
Oh, I see the practice hasn't hurt your ears.
Well, I'm a serious musician.
Funny that you never seem to get better on that thing.
Works every time.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hey, where'd all these cats come from?
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Rakebrandt. We went from breastfeeding the Secret Service agents at Protectees Details and Delta Airlines not saying ladies and gentlemen. And now we have a possible passenger for Delta Airlines. You have an Italian individual named Valentina Petrillo who was born male, who was a male athlete. He used to compete in the Paralympics games as a male, now competes in the Paralympic games or games for people with disabilities as a female. This is something I believe and can't believe at the same time. You have a blind male competing in these games for people with disabilities, and he says, well, I'm now a female. My thing is, like, how does he know which is which? How does he know what a female is? And if you go on the website, 75radio.org, you see a picture of this individual. Just absolute monster. And it kind of looks like Lex Luger, who used to be a professional wrestler. And speaking of Walter's peeing on his porch, you see something else outlined. I'm going to leave it right there. Well, what say you about this abomination?
Well, he's running a race?
Yeah, he competes in the Olympic Games for people with disabilities, and he was a male competitor, but then he says, oh, I'm a female. He grew out his hair a little bit, and now he competes as a female, and this guy's just an absolute beast.
But what's his skill set? Running?
Yeah, running.
Long jump? Running?
Running.
Okay. Yep. Well, when you line up all the competitors at the starting line, just face in the opposite way. You won't have a problem at the finish line. The gun goes off. He starts running. You don't know that he's going a different direction.
Right, right. It's like, how do you do last? But, you know, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I don't want to, like, you know, beat up on the disabled, but this guy's got mental disability as well as a physical disability. Anyways, Mike, what say you about the Valentina Petrillo?
It's the same thing with all the men, so-called women now, that the men pretend to be women in sports. Physiologically, you're born male or female, and you develop male or female. A male-developed physiological body is vastly different than a woman's body. You know, it's completely different. There's no competition there. He's going to dominate that field simply because he was born male. You know, it's you take away any kind of sportsmanship, you take away any kind of ability to really have a true sportsmanship, all for the sake of virtue signaling. It's so backwards and just ignorant.
Right. Here's an idea. He says, "Oh, well, I'm now a female or transgender female competitor. I want to compete against females." You put him in an all-male race, how's he going to know? Anyways, just...
What I said, running in the opposite direction. You don't know.
Or unless running on a highway. or running on a highway. But anyways...
Well, he's not that.
Right. Or running on a highway in California because they all drive electric cars out there and those things don't make any noise. But, you know, these people ruin everything. You know, something that's just like Olympic Games for people with disabilities. You know, how that's very noble. And these people, and most of these people, except Petrillo, are athletes. Just absolute, you know, even with their disabilities, they could still beat most people in competitive sports. But, no, we got to ruin that. And the authority that run the Olympic Games, like, oh, okay, yeah, he's a 50-year-old dude, now it's a female. Okay, go ahead and now beating the world's record. These people, get garbage. I mean, Jesus Christ. Here's a question. When are we going to wake up and say enough of this, or are we?
Oh, I've been awake. I mean, I've been saying enough of the pushing and pushing and pushing. It's enough.
Right. Yeah, well, enough. We've been doing it for almost 7 years, and Mike, you've been doing it well, a little bit less since you joined 75 Radio, but I mean not us, I mean like regular society, like the rest of the world, like no, you're a man, you go to the restroom standing up. Anyways, you can't have babies. Men can have babies, but go ahead, grow your hair out and beat the hell out of women. Jeez, boy, we're just no, good news Saturday. Anyways, next subject, public schools. I titled this article, Get Your Kids Out of Public Schools, which is something that Cal Thomas told me a couple years ago, and it still resonates to me to this day. I still have some kids in the public schools, and unfortunately, me and my ex-wife cannot afford the cost of private schools whatsoever. I even was willing to take a job in a private school, take a massive reduction of salary just to get my kids in. And unfortunately, it didn't work out. But one public school system, the largest public school system in the Commonwealth of Virginia, Fairfax County, they have the hits just keep on coming. This week, you had a football coach from Langley High School named David Murray charged for solicitation of a minor. Nice going. Guys, if you're out there trying to pick up a teenager online, you're talking to law enforcement. I've yet to hear somebody meet one of these children to do horrible things with. But anyways, you got this football coach who tried to solicit a minor. Be advised that Fairfax County does allow teachers to fly the pride flag in the classrooms. You can't hang the Confederate flag, but you can fly a pride flag. But anyways, this is from the same school district that had a couple years ago a school principal of an elementary school. He drove drunk on a school holiday, and a house jumped into his path. And it wasn't Principal Otis Campbell who from the Andy Griffith Show, but if you go on the website, there's a picture of his truck that hit a house. I mean, there's no pavement anywhere in the picture where the house is. It's the side of the house. And this guy, this principal at 12 o'clock on a Friday was already so twisted, he decided to get his F-150, probably going down the liquor store, meet LaDuff, and crashes into a house. And this is also the same school system that changed the admission policies of Thomas Jefferson High School, so brilliant Asian kids are pushed aside for black and Hispanic kids that aren't as gifted as these Asian kids, all in the name of diversity. But not to be outdone, in neighboring Loudoun County, Virginia, they had a male student who said he was a transgender female sexually assault a female student in one of its facilities. And the school administration did everything they could to cover it up. And they even transferred the student just to cover it up. Meanwhile, you got this poor girl who's just absolutely victimized because for this animal. But the school system wanted to show how much they accept transgender and all these other kooks for whatever purpose, fly the rainbow flag, let dudes use the women's bathroom and locker room and see your daughter get changed. And it's just and Cal, I'm telling you, even though he's still with us, I'm still trying to get my kids into private schools. Mike, what say you, since you still have kids in the private school system?
Well, it's a hot mess, right? You have indoctrination academies now, not really education academies. So first and foremost, the whole meritocracy thing, you're excluding students based upon their racial characteristics or ethnicity from entrance so that you can push students with different racial characteristics and ethnicity. But racism is our problem. Okay, check, got it. Now you go from that. Not only are you're stunting, academically stunting, an entire generation of children, but you're going to push people who are not as prepared or as disciplined into those programs? Because, I mean, that's what it comes down to. Those kids that are doing that well is because they live very disciplined lives. They've been taught from a very young age to be regimented and disciplined. That's how those families operate, and that's why they operate at that level. You know, the fact that there's no discipline in the home with the other student, they're not going to achieve. They're not going to succeed. They're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to create much more social anxiety for them.
Right. But backwards, anyways, we
backwards.
Right. But anyways, we come back. We'll talk a little bit more about this. Also, 75 Radio went made some changes on its website. Stay tuned, everybody.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only 7 countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the 9th month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, we are back. While y'all listening to President Trump talk about abortion and IT specialists, I was doing my due diligence and looking at Danella's Instagram account for pictures for the archives. Anyways, back to public schools, which are still a mess. Fairfax County is supposed to be like a quote-unquote good school district, but they're racing towards the bottom. They want to be up there with D.C. and Baltimore. But, Mike, concerning the gifted high school, I mean, these kids have to be at top of their game no matter what race, color, or creed. Well, that's how it used to be, but you're absolutely right. Discipline, because these Asian and Indian and Middle Eastern kids just work their ass off in terms of doing the schoolwork. And I tell my kids, like, see those kids over there? That's the your competition. They're the kids that want to go to the same college as you want to go to. They're the kids that want to go to get the scholarships and so on and so forth. But anyways, you're absolutely right. Well, what say you? Because I know you had kids go through public schools.
You know, I don't want to bash the teachers. They're told what the curriculum is, okay? Where I draw the line is when they take it upon themselves to put up the rainbow flag and take down the stars and bars. And, you know, there's no more pledge. You know, I went to both Catholic school and then public school when I was growing up. Neither one of them really wanted me, but public school was public school. They had to take me. But I could not believe the stuff. Now, my son graduated in 2017. But before that, I could not believe the stuff that my son was telling me. You know, I would ask him questions, and, you know, kids would be kids. And then, you know, not that I didn't believe him, you know, it's the magnitude of well, really, come on, how bad can it be? And, you know, then I'd go down to the school, and I'm told to sit down and be quiet. You know, and I'm meeting with the teacher and the vice principal or whatever title they give themselves. And then there's the SRO sitting in there, and I would ask the SRO, why are you here? Well, make sure everything goes smooth. And I would say, well, what makes you think it's not going to go smooth? So, you know, the school system, you know, in plain English, you know, just it sucks. I don't think there's many people that would disagree with me, except for, you know, the cheerleaders' moms and dads, the captain of the football team's mom and dads, you know, the what you would call the elite, the Heather mm-hmm. crew, you know. But no, the school system is not going to get fixed in my lifetime, but they need to start very soon and get back to the basics the way it used to be. And they're not learning what I learned that got me through my life. You know, now, you know, my son is 25 and there are things that he doesn't understand because it's never been brought up. You know, there's a lot of things I remember in school from school, that I use occasionally. There's nothing that school taught my son that he could use, you know? So you might mm-hmm. as well homeschool your kids. You might as well homeschool your kids. You know, if you're going to be honest about it, they'll get more out of it. If that's what you want to do, down here in Tennessee, you could do that. You know, if my kid's in school, I could call school up on Monday morning and say, my kid's out of school. I'm going to home school my kids. And you get a certificate and that kind of stuff. And you homeschool your kids. You know, and they take the test, the same test they do in school. And, you know, and you can learn more. You can have more discipline as far as learning, not discipline as far as punishment. Discipline as far as learning. I believe you have to learn the discipline before you can be punished. But the school system seems to disagree with me. I had enough of that stuff. I couldn't wait to get out of it.
Right, right. But real quick, on this awesome podcast I'm watching called The Dirt Road, featuring two farmers from metropolitan New York City, one of them being Mike Rakebrandt. Mike, your co-host Rick said that he took his he sent his kids to Catholic schools just for religious education. I call Bravo Sierra on that. I mean, was he living in the city of New York when he was sending his kids to Catholic schools, or was it outside the city?
I think he was living in Nassau County, so just outside the city, just outside the Queens border at the time.
Right, but I call
Bravo.
He worked
three jobs. I mean, no, he worked. He worked three jobs to do it, and I know it was important to him. And, I mean, he is very faithful. He's a faithful Catholic, so, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if that were the case.
Right. But,
you know, he was a public school teacher for 30 years.
Right, but he knows the ins and outs of public schools, even though Nassau County schools are obviously better than New York City schools. But I call Bravo Zero
sure.
on that. But we can go on for days about public schools and versus Catholic schools.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, I want to, we got a couple seconds left, if you go to our awesome website, 75radio.org, 75radio.org, I updated some things. We have, you can now watch us. If you click on the watch us link, we have a couple of YouTube channels. You have the awesome 75 Radio Show all on YouTube. And you do have the Dirt Road featuring Mike and Rick, two New York City farmers, sitting on the back porch, drinking some mint juleps, watching the Bug Zapper, taking their take on issues. And you also have DR Wellness and Aesthetics Our own Danella Rodriguez, she has a YouTube channel now about women's health and beauty. And those who do live in the DMV, check it out. I called for an appointment to get waxed, and they said they only do females, not automobiles. I said, oh, okay. But anyway, speaking of the dirt road and DR Wellness and Aesthetics, I sent the links to Mike and Danella, and I got a teeny little heart emoji from Mike. Meanwhile, Danella, who is, you know, awesome, said, thank you. She texted me back. Thank you so much for the support. You are absolutely the best. So kudos and thank you to Ms. Rodriguez for appreciating what we do for her outfit. And Mike, you have, you know, you have some work to do.
That's what the heart meant. You know, we're men. We're more direct with that stuff. We don't get all flowery. But yeah, no, I appreciate it. I love it. I love it. It's all tied together.
Well, what about thank you? Say, hey, man, you're the best, and thank you for promoting the dirt road and you know, and all that stuff, and you know, but
you know, I appreciate it, brother. Thank you. I do appreciate it. I really do. This has been awesome. The whole thing has been awesome. The show, everything's been awesome. So, and it's doing well. It's doing well. I'm excited to watch 7-5 grow.
Right. But anyways, well, you got anything to add about the changes to the website, having links to our show, Mike's podcast, and Danella's business?
No, I look at that stuff myself. So, you know, I advise anybody that's listening to us to check that stuff out. I mean, you know, the people these days are busy because they're working a lot of jobs. When you have some free time, look up and watch the stuff that we're involved in, the people that, you know, we stay involved with. It's for entertainment, but it's also for information to help you with your day. It's a good thing. Mike's, podcast, and then, you know, Danella stuff and the stuff that Scoop puts up on our website. It's all good stuff.
Right. I put us up on the website. But anyways, Mike, with the dirt road, what's the deal with that? You and Rick decided to actually put your thoughts from Mahogany Ridge on the air or on YouTube?
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. We always talk. Like, we always, since before, I was still a detective, whenever we would see, like, family affairs or whatever, we would talk all the time, talk politics, talk everything. So it kind of developed out of that. And then once I started doing 7-5 radio, he's like, we should just do a podcast. So it just kind of grew out of that. And we've been doing it. And it's been a lot of fun, actually. We've had a really, really positive response from across the board. A lot of people like starting to engage with it and kind of, you know, pose actually honestly good questions. The conversation's actually starting where you could actually have the conversations we should have been having all this time about how to fix all this stuff, both from left and right. So we've got some non-crazies that lean left a little bit, and some people who lean right a little bit, but mostly centrist, but they're reaching out and they're asking those questions that should be asked. They're talking about things that need to be spoken about. So it's kind of nice to see it develop and grow, you know, because hopefully we can get it, really get that common sense back into the world, which is what we talk about, right, every week, just a common sense approach to life. You know, look, we've seen the dark side. We know what it looks like. Here's the reality, and here's what needs to be done, you know, so.
What they notice, like, very – very little nonsense. Anyways, folks, check out their dirt road, 7-5 Radio, and Danella's Wellness and Aesthetics. For Walter Yerke and Mike Rayband, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.